It's a marvelous thing to see this tabernacle filled with you sisters who are here, and then to realize that tens of thousands of others are met in centers throughout the country to participate in this most notable meeting. And we realize also that through the recordings of this meeting, eventually most of the sisters throughout the world will have an opportunity to share in the proceedings of this special conference for the sisters of the church tonight. We greet you. We commend you for your attendance, and we honor you for being what you are. This evening, I would like to comment briefly on two matters that relate closely to the theme of this meeting and to the fact that you are here tonight not as members of Primary and Young Women and Relief Society, but as members of a great sisterhood who have many interests and needs and characteristics and traits in common. I think it may be well for you to know that in the last months and weeks, the general presidencies and boards of Relief Society and Young Women in Primary have taken some historic steps to draw close together. They have determined that they will coordinate and cooperate more closely than ever before in the church in the planning of activities and in the preparation of programs and materials that will hopefully bless your lives. In a very short time, these three presidencies will have their offices located in the same building here in Salt Lake City, where it will be easier for them to communicate with one another, where they will share many of the resources that will be there, including some of the people who will be working closely with them on their staffs. And they will be able to represent more effectively than ever before the interests of women, the interests of the sisters of the church, in addition to their organizational concerns, which of course all of them have. Now, these developments do not imply in any way that there has been a consolidation or an amalgamation of these three organizations. That's not the case. And there is nothing that will occur that will require any differences in the operation of their organizations and the programs in the field. But obviously, it's the wish of these general officers that the closeness and the harmony and the unity which is manifest in these efforts they are making here at the headquarters of the church will reflect to those of you who serve and who work together, strive together, if you will, on the ward and the stake levels. One other matter, closely related to the first, has to do with the fact that at the present time, under the consolidated meeting schedule, the Sunday class work of Relief Society and Primary and Young Women occur at the same time. And that requires that many of the adult sisters who serve in callings in Primary and Young Women are not able to participate regularly in the Sunday class meetings of Relief Society. We hope that you will feel, those of you sisters who are called to serve for a time in these organizations, primary and young women, that you'll continue to feel a sense of the sisterhood that hopefully you feel in this meeting tonight, and that you will recognize that in giving service in those organizations, you're not only having great opportunities to bless and enrich the lives of others, but unique opportunities to develop and to grow yourselves. I know the parallel is not a perfect one, but I have to acknowledge that for most of my adult life, I have had callings, assignments in the church, in the wards, in the stakes where we've lived, which have precluded my meeting with the priesthood quorums to which I've belonged on a regular basis on Sundays. I've never felt that this service, which kept me away from those meetings, separated me from the fellowship of the quorums to which I belonged. And in every way that it was possible for me, I have continued to participate in the service activities, the social activities, the home teaching assignments, and I have benefited from those same things as they have reflected to me and my family from the priesthood quorums to which I've belonged. And I hope you sisters who are called temporarily to serve outside of Relief Society will recognize that you have great opportunities during this time. I have never felt that my service outside my quorum has diminished in any way my opportunity for spiritual growth or for opportunities to serve, and hopefully that service has been instrumental in providing some blessing and some help for others. So we ask you to work closely together, to cooperate closely together in the wards and the stakes, in this spirit of a common sisterhood, and with an eye single to the glory of God and to the development of the talents and the abilities that you have, and the qualification of all of you for ultimate service in the kingdom of God in the eternities to come. Now, finally, I'd like to pay a special tribute to all of you sisters for being who you are, and in recognition of the unique contributions that you bring to the quality of life that we all enjoy and aspire to. The longer I live and the more I observe, the more convinced I have become that there are some definite differences in the very natures of men and women, and that you carry with you, by virtue of these unique differences, some qualities, some traits that allow you to make contributions that are uniquely your own. I don't know of a better way, perhaps, to illustrate this than to share with you quickly an experience, a recent experience. Sister Larson and I were assigned earlier this year to visit two of the stakes on the continent in Europe. The conferences were on successive weekends. And midweek, one of our daughters and her husband, who were in Europe on business of their own at that time, arranged their schedules so that they could join with us for a day in one of the beautiful cities of Europe. During the course of the day, we visited a lovely shopping center which featured the beautiful porcelainware that is unique to that country and to that city. It's exquisitely beautiful and very expensive. as my daughter and I were standing side by side and admiring some of the porcelain figurines that were placed on the shelves of this store, an older lady stepped up to our side, attracted apparently by one of the beautiful figurines on a shelf above us, wanting to inspect it more closely. She reached up and took it in her hands to bring it down closer to her, and it slipped from her fingers and dropped to the marble floor and broke into many pieces. The sound of the breaking attracted the attention of everyone in the shop. Instinctively, I stepped away. Just as instinctively, my daughter did the opposite thing. She stepped quickly to the side of this elderly lady, put her arm about her, whispered some consoling things in her ear, and then stooped to begin to pick up the pieces of the porcelain object. I felt a little chagrined for myself, but a deep sense of pride and love for my daughter. In my mind and by commitment, I knew what I should have done. But instinctively, I did not. By instinct, she did what the Savior would have done. I can think of no better illustration to reflect the marvelous qualities which you as sisters, as daughters of God, bring to bear, not only in making our own lives better, but in a most essential way, contributing to the successful operation of the plan of life and salvation which God has provided for all of his children. I honor you and express my deep love and appreciation to all of you for these wonderful gifts you have. May you be blessed to enlarge them, to expand them, and to use them, striving together in effective ways to bless all of God's children and to assist in the great onward movement of his work in this vital time in which we all live. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.